Now we have the Southern Cross.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
Hi Kendall, are you there?
Hi, yep, I'm here.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good to talk to you again this week. Sorry, it's a little bit later than usual. I guess the first thing that we were going to talk about today is the talks between the Pacific at the moment with the European Commission about the Cotonou Agreement. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so I spoke with the head, the International Cooperation Chief of the European Union, European Commission, last week. And he said that climate change is the central focus for the European Union's ongoing relationship with the Pacific. And this all falls under the 2000 Cotonou Agreement, which is due to expire in 2020. And he says that they're 100% sort of committed to backing determination to do more on climate change. This is both in terms of the European Union's commitment to mitigating the effects of climate change under the Paris Agreement.
And that's with the European Union in the Pacific as well as Africa and the Caribbean, is that right?
Yep, that's right. So about 79 countries from Africa, the Caribbean and the Pacific.
Cool, sorry. Interrupted you a little bit there, I think.
That's all good.
Well, you were going to say something before, sorry.
That's all good. And Mansa VC, he's currently in the Pacific. He's due in New Caledonia today. And this represents the last day of his talks in the Pacific, and then he's back to Brussels. But moving forward, the European Union would like climate change to remain a key concern. And he sort of said that in a post-COP21 world, and despite Trump's announcement last week, sort of the overall worldview on climate change is not going to be affected, and it's actually made everyone more determined to address this issue.
Right. And is climate change the only thing that this agreement focuses on?
No. So the Cotonou Agreement exists to reduce poverty, ensure sustainable development, and also promote democracy, peace and security. So I'm sure that Mr. Mansa-Visi will also be touching on these key objectives as well.
Cool. And then the other thing we were going to talk about today, just briefly, is about hit and run. Nikki Haga, John Stevenson, it's been all through the news. I know it was on the wire a lot last week, but I think you wanted to say something about that as well.
Yeah, so Nikki Haga himself has said, you know, that the SES has betrayed the Defence Force's core values of, you know, courage, commitment and integrity. But I think also in terms of the fact that New Zealand prides itself on being a peacekeeping nation, I think that the revelations from Hit and Run kind of defy that, and it's quite shocking. New Zealand has had a massive role peacekeeping in the Pacific since the late 1990s, integral in peacekeeping in Bougainville after secessionist groups in the Papua New Guinea government, left thousands dead and tens of thousands homeless, and also, East Timor from 1999 till 2011. New Zealand was peacekeeping in East Timor, and it just sort of, defies belief that something that we behold so dearly, which is peacekeeping for the military in New Zealand, that has been called into question by the deaths of, six civilians and the injury of 15.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I guess that the immediate assumption is that that book isn't specifically about the Pacific, but it does definitely have those effects, for sure.
Mm, definitely. And, Asia Pacific Report, our current affairs website, has been running quite a few stories on the hit and run controversy. Dr. Wayne Hope, a lecturer here in communication studies, published a review last week, and he said that the only plausible conclusion is that the official, you know, the deniers inhabit an alternative world beyond the reach of inquiry, research, proof, disproof, and argumentation. And he also, you know, expresses calls for an independent commission of inquiry, you know, which is very important given the fact that the New Zealand Defence Force, whether or not it was the New Zealand Defence Force itself or ISAF, that, you know, civilians have been harmed and they can't conclusively say whether or not the injuries were addressed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this morning on Morning Report on Radio New Zealand, Bill English did say that he would be making an announcement shortly about an inquiry. I think shortly ended up coming, meaning in the next few days. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about that.
Definitely. And you know, a few minutes ago, the editor of Evening Report, Selwyn Manning, just published an analysis himself of the New Zealand Defence Force Chief's statements last week in a press conference regarding Operation Burnham. And he himself also sort of points out that the civilian casualties that have occurred define several second protocols in the Geneva Convention, you know, Articles 8, 9 and 13. So I think if an inquiry does go ahead, it should really address these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kendall, so much for talking with us again. We'll talk to you again next week.
Awesome. See you next week.
Bye.
Alrighty. Bye.
That was the Southern Cross.